the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Damon Runyon is acknowledged as one of the great writers to come out of 20th century America. Runyon's short stories are almost always told in the first person by a narrator who is never named and whose role is unclear. He knows many gangsters and has no job that can be gleaned from his musings, nor does he admit to any criminal involvement. He is a bystander, an observer, an average street corner Joe. Runyon described himself as being known to one and all as a guy who is just around. That line seems to say a lot about Runyon and his life. It was like you were with him on some street corner hustle or some shady dive, and he was filling you in on all the angles, all the gossip, all of life. He was who so many people wanted to be with, or so many people wanted to be. Of course, the cliche about newspaper men and writers is that they are heavy drinkers, chain smokers, gamblers, and obsessively chase women with a sideline in the gathering of stories and facts, and actually getting something written just before the deadline hits. That seems like Damon Runyon and his life summed up in one sentence. His stories became legendary ways of looking that bit differently at America, of soaking up the atmosphere of a glamorous and rip-roaring age and distilling it into black and white type, or in our case, the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Here's our first story.
The Damon Runyon Theatre. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theatre brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon, and this one, The Lacework Kid. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. Well, maybe you never hear of The Lacework Kid, who is called that because when he shuffles and deals a deck of cards, it is just like lace falling from his fingers. He makes his living traveling on trains and boats and using his skill with the pasteboards. I know him very well until the war separates us, and I do not see him until a few nights ago, when I am sitting in Mindy's, and who comes in but the Lacework Kid?
Well, well, long time no see, Broadway.
Of all people, the Lacework Kid.
Ah, not anymore.
Huh? What is not anymore?
The Lacework Kid.
You mean you are making a legitimate living now?
Broadway. Well, when I got out of the Army, I took a job. Fact is, I'm in New York on business.
You take a job?
Yep, I'm through with the cards.
You give up a fine career? Why?
It's a long story.
I have got all night.
Okay. Hey, where's old Kidney Foot, the waiter?
He's around someplace waiting on tables.
You know, he taught me to play gin rummy.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and I'm glad he did, because knowing how to play it saved my life when I was a prisoner during the war.
Gin rummy saves your life? How?
Well, settle back, Broadway. I'll tell you all about it.
Well, the Lacework Kid settles back and tells me a story which is strange indeed. In fact, it is so strange that I later check and I find out it is true. And what that story is, I will tell you in a minute.
And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, The Lacework Kid.
Well, the kid tells me how he gets to be a sergeant in the Air Force and is waist gunner in a Flying Fortress when it is severely jostled by anti-aircraft shells. The kid has to bail out with the rest of the crew, but he lands by himself out in the middle of no place. He is just trying to find his way out when the scene is as follows.
Halt! Halt! Halt!
Okay, Kraut, you got the gun, I ain't.
Bleib stehen!
Ah, you speak German.
Bist du der Einzige?
On rye, hold the mustard.
Huh?
Look, Kraut, I...
Stand!
That, I take it, means for me to freeze where I am.